I'm Denton Pearson. I'm the hostel coordinator for the Sitka International Hostel. The building itself was constructed in the early 1920s. So essentially what you're looking at is old hospital rooms. And then with the bunk beds in here, there's, as you can see, room for four people to each have individual sleeping accommodations in the room. And we recognize that in the wintertime, we're probably not going to be operating at a profit. But hopefully in the summer, we'll have enough surplus that we can see ourselves through the winter.
And the future looks bright. Since opening in March, the hostel has had over 70 guests, and each week more and more travelers call the hostel home. Single rooms book for $24 with a shared bath, kitchen, and coin-operated laundry. A family room may be booked for $60 a night, complete with a private bath. As we walk up a steep stairwell to the second floor, a shared men's dormitory, Pearson explains the hostel keeps Sitka on the map.
We're especially proud of the fact that we attract a lot of international visitors. I mean, these people comprise a segment of the traveling public that probably wouldn't come to Sitka unless a facility like this was here. And so we're drawing new people into town that probably would skip Sitka if they weren't able to come and stay in a hostel like this.
My name is Tomo, traveling from Banff, Canada. I've been staying for 3 nights. It was a very quiet environment and nice to walk on a brand new carpet and very nice. I liked staying in this porch, very spacious, lots of windows that I can feel outside of nature.
Zell Medlin is an assistant house parent and helps to sign up guests, take money, and keep the house secure. The hostel, she says, changes the way people see Sitka as a travel destination.
I think it's really cool because, you know, people can kind of have that adventurous spirit, and I think that's what's needed for being able to travel around. It's kind of like a last-minute thing, and it's cozy, and I think it's awesome.
When I ask Pearson about his goals for the hostel, he laughs. Breaking even would be a good place to start.
If next March 1st we have as much money in the bank as we did this March 1st, that'll be a great success.
If you're planning on staying at the Sitka International Hostel, don't get too comfortable. As with many hostels, doors close each day from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Travelers, time to fend for yourselves. Reporting in Sitka, this is Lily Mihalik.